Hello and welcome to I Wish I Knew That About Songwriting. My name is Jamie and I'm going to be your guide, taking you through every single thing I wish I knew about songwriting before I started in this game. Everything you've been listening to the last 2 months has been a wonderful illusion. I'm just kidding. It's really cool to be back here in France, really cool to be back here talking to you guys about songwriting. This thing that we all love, this thing that keeps us all together. And my joke comes from the fact that obviously I've been out to the US at the start of this year, and also in between this time, thanks to Tiki and running this podcast as we do, I've also been traveling for a good five weeks around Central America. So a few of you guys that are listening or that I worked with when I was out there would know that, but just to say it's all been an illusion. I'm kidding. But what's been amazing has been reflecting on what I feel like this podcast really does for people. And that is a combination of hearing from either clients or people that just listen to the show. I've had some fantastic conversations in real depth, you know, over email, for example, with some people I don't work with, but just to see how rich songwriting is individually for everyone that listens to the show, right? Let alone the people that I know or work with, but just individually knowing how rich songwriting is fascinating to me. And it has been as I've been reflecting, as I've been away or when I've been working. So I wanted to catch up with that today a touch more practically. And again, talk about some of these things I've been enjoying talking to people about. And equally looking at where I think we're going to take this podcast and where I think it'd be best for people to do so. And before we get into that, thank you guys for donations that have come in as well. Start of this year, end of last year, people started to ask for a way outside of coaching, outside of working with me, to contribute to the show. And that was, it was difficult. It was really, really touching. And I thought, okay, well, I'm going to do it. The show will remain free. However, if you guys did want to contribute outside of working with me, it's massively appreciated. So thanks to you guys who have chosen to do that. And thank you. So if you're interested in doing so, there's a link further down for a PayPal link if you wanted to send some money to the show. But let's get into it. This show has always been about helping people with songwriting. That is absolutely clear. But I think we've also looked in the past at the tools and the industry and the artists and their journeys and all of these things that have kind of culminated in what I like to call luck and the six, which is, if you're new to this, the idea is that 50% of what you do as a songwriter, as an artist, even as a producer, you know, but songwriters and artists, 50% of your success will be how good your songs are, how good your product is, how well you've prepared. The other 50% will be, are you able to bring that to other people? So can you take your fantastic product or something you're working on, right? If it's 50%, but can you take what you're doing and bring it to others? And the other half of that game is, in fact, opportunities. Can you create opportunities? Can you build relationships? And even examples of that practically is what I've been doing in the US this year, was going out to see Alex Geringas, going out to see Liana, going out, hanging out and working with Vasya and James and Lauren joined me out there, Jerome being out there. All of that is about opportunity creation as well. So that's me explaining and hopefully living and embodying this idea of luck, that it's 50% what you've got. How good are your songs? You guys can check out my portfolios. You know where they are. Check out my website if you want to hear some of the things that I do. You can hear at what level I'm at. I'll leave that to you. And then you can see maybe an extreme version for sure of creating opportunities and building relationships, but you're seeing all of that happening right in front of you. I know it's weird, but if you step back from this podcast, you know, far beyond just myself and what I'm trying to do, but step back from this podcast and you can see the living embodiment of what it is to have a certain level of practice and all the tools that we talk about, all the things that we explain. Okay, you know, you've got lyrical deep diving, free writing, the Nashville payoff, the grid, the golden triad, all of these things practically that we do, which are kind of tools. And then you're seeing how this podcast is a long arm of the law, in a sense of I can reach out and I can work with people, or they can reach out, come on the show. And from that position, it's, oh, hey, let's work together. Let's write together. So that is one thing. But I realize there are another set of human beings and a demographic that I think is upon reflection, being honest, demographic of people that I think are more important and more deserving of help than those who just want to be artists. And actually, everyone is also this demographic I'm about to describe, but it's people that really fucking care about songwriting, that really get something from the expression of writing songs, from the expression of writing down their feelings, their struggles, their emotions, their experience of life, their community. We've had some fantastic examples I talked about before on Help Desk, or just calls I've had externally and then fed back through here. But all of that has made me realize that this show is yes about tools. This show is yes about giving people this, the kind of gentle framework as to how they create opportunities for themselves. And even it's really cool. It's a meeting point. You know, we've got our Discord and there's some true patriots of songwriting that are in there, which is beautiful. And obviously I'm working with clients, or I'm directing people to connect with others. And a couple of artists I've spoken to this last week or so, I've gone, hey, you guys, you don't know each other, but artist X, artist Y, and artist Z, you're all talking about the same thing. Why don't you have a conversation? Why don't you build that up? But I think this demographic of people that I really want to reach are people that are, yes, maybe they want to be professional in this. Maybe they want to go and do that. But I think the key thing we are all focusing on, right, is that self-expression, that need to write, that thing you want to get out, that thing you want to address. So where I'm going to be taking this is focusing again on those tools because they're important, but really trying to think about, okay, how are people, artists, creatives, musicians, whether it's their full-time job or they're doing it one day a month or one day a year, how are these people achieving some success in that? We talked about success before and what that is. I believe it's very different, I guess, from numbers or from figures. And that's a fantastic way of doing it. And that is driving our industry. We'll talk about that in a moment. But that's kind of very tiring and it's ephemeral and it's fatiguing for a lot of people I know that are involved in creativity. So this idea that we can have success in songwriting through proper, meaningful connection and expression of our feelings, of what we're doing, and whether you go and take that onto a stage or put it on a record or put it out or put it in a video and some content, that's totally up to you. I'm kind of moving away from trying to talk too much about that side and really just sitting with, hey, wherever you're listening to this, whatever you're doing right now, you can have the same success as the biggest songwriters in the world. You can't have the same careers because that's theirs. I've definitely envied so many people, and my life was driven for a long, long period of time and still is in a lot of ways by those people I love and their careers and things I really want to do. But you can have the success that they have continually as songwriters. You can even have the success that I have as a songwriter. Not talking about accolades, people I've worked with, what I've achieved, numbers. No, I'm saying what the success I had as a songwriter is. Again, my earliest memory was sitting down with that cork notebook and, you know, lined pages and writing a song called Heartfelt, starting on the D chord, just alternating that high E string, playing. That was the start of my success as a songwriter. And I think that's what I'm trying to articulate today is let's look at that word of success and let's say it's more about healing. Let's say it's more about expression. Let's say it's more about writing a song that, like Birdie Padilla, fantastic Help Desk episode if you want to check that out. Like Birdie Padilla writes a song that reaches one or two people to such a profound level that it may as well be given a number one record, in my opinion. And you can check out her offerings as well. But that to me is a success as songwriters that we can control. So that's what I've realized and reflected on. And I want to share, and I will become more and more articulate about it as we go and hopefully have more and more examples as we go. But through my coaching, through my calls with people, through my interactions through the Discord, through email, through even meeting people face to face as I did, which was incredible and a privilege this year, I want to start and spread a more sustainable message. And that is, you can have success as a songwriter just through sitting down and doing it, just through, again, not just, because there's a lot that goes into it to really feel like you've got the thing you want to get at. But I really want to draw this line in the sand and say, yes, there are so many things we want, like people to listen to our music, like people to watch our videos, like people to come to our shows. And I've been messaging all my friends to, hey, come to the show. I've been driving up to different parts of the country. How, please come watch a show. And I've been that person. I've done all that. And I think other side of that line, which is essentially creating opportunities, or you can call it promotion, you can call it marketing. There's so many words, right? That isn't what I want to focus on anymore with this podcast. And we'll touch on it, and we'll have fantastic guests that are great expressions of that. And that's perfect. But what I really want to focus on is helping people express themselves and have a successful songwriting career. That's my new definition. And a couple of people that immediately come to mind before we talk about some examples, there's Kayla Roldan, someone I worked with a couple of years ago. I remember really, really awesome sessions, and she's such a kind person. She's a wonderful human being. And working with her was great. That was one of my early experiences working with clients, and I loved it. And having spoken to her recently and just hearing her iterate this same thing of what we really want is to not feel not enough, to not feel distant from where we want to be. And I'm guilty of this as well. I can't pretend that I'd be saying this if I didn't have an experience of it and feel the same way. But with Kayla, I had this great conversation of, wow, how are you doing with songwriting? Well, I'm feeling this. I'm going, how am I doing with songwriting? Well, I'm feeling this. But wait, we have access to the success at our fingertips. Like, I have a guitar here, a keyboard here, or I really enjoyed writing a song with Acuna, which I've talked about on the podcast. But just, we have success as songwriters at our fingertips. Then of course, yes, there's that hard line in the sand, which we need to address if we want to be professional, if we want to have enough money to survive, if we want to have da 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 da. And that does involve a very different set of skills, business skills, negotiation, all these kinds of things. Whereas I really want to sit on this side of the line and talk about using these tools, fine. We're still going to get nerdy on the show, don't worry. I'm not going too far away from that. But using these skills, how do we reach the thing that's really important? And honestly, I think the thing that we might want to access by talking about nerdy tools, we might want to access by talking about careers, we might want to access by listening to interviews, but what we really want is a sense of presence, is a sense of achievement, is a sense of having connected with something as writers. So that's my guess. That's been my experience so far. And again, we've been doing the show for a couple of years, and I've been working with people for a couple of years, but I'm really starting to see my enjoyment, even selfishly coaching people, is when they touch on something new, when they touch on something honest, and when they touch on something that really does belong to them and sits on this side of the line. So success as a songwriter comes from positive self-expression, deep self-exploration. And again, you would have heard interviews like that where we've touched on it, and you will hear other interviews, whether they are online, whether there's some that I grabbed when I was in LA, which I really love doing as well. A crazy experience. I think I still want to fold out some of the lessons and thoughts and reflections I've had through this year. But what we're going to focus on is the things we can control. Maybe that's even a far more simple way. And yes, you can argue you can control the other things. However, I've seen in terms of bank accounts and fatigue and far more important things than, I guess, fatigue and bank accounts, but people's quality of life has been brought into question currently in this industry of, you know, how well can you promote your stuff? Wow, that's a heavy burden. I think it's a really heavy burden. So I can't currently offer solutions there, but I'm going to keep talking about how do we achieve quality songwriting. And had a fantastic conversation with Jay Rents as well. He's an awesome producer. When I was seeing him in San Diego, we had our 24 hours of surfing in and out, SoCal sunset, did a podcast, played video games, and I left the next day and met his wonderful partner and stuff. And it's just, to me, that is akin to success in songwriting. Like, to have been out and spent time in someone else's environment that maybe I thought I'd never get to meet them, but you're there, you're doing it. And that can be the success of songwriting. Of course, we would all love to be rich. Of course, we would all love to be in those states where we are, like, we're done, we're there, we've arrived, we're asserted. Fantastic. But that is only accessible to a certain amount of people. So I don't think it's fair for me to focus on that as much anymore, but maybe talk more about my experiences and what's been fulfilling. And at the same time, sticking into the nerdy songwriting stuff, because it's really important as well. Like, if you want to have proper self-expression, you probably want to have a freaking awesome song. Maybe I need to go harder on that and talk about, okay, guys, it's great to be focused on stuff on the other side of the line, but how good are your songs? Before maybe clients are coming to me and asking about, how do I collaborate with other artists? How do I get to LA? How do I meet some of these people you've met? Or how do you write with artists like this? Well, frankly, how good are your songs before that? And again, good is a qualitative judgment. However, what I'm saying is, what skills can you bring, even if it's just serious presence, like sitting down and going, I am going to let this come through me. I'm going to really work on this tool, which is slightly more intangible, but just sitting with presence. That is also a songwriting tool. So again, I am slowly developing my vernacular past just the things that are tools we can rely on, we can sit with. There's a system. It's quite a logical thing. And you know that you can fall back on that. And yes, you can access your songwriting through these things. But I also want to focus on, how do we bring presence to this songwriting session so that when you push that through those tools, those systems, those processes, you get this fantastic song. And again, what is a fantastic song? What is the success of it? I want to really make sure we're analyzing that. And I really hope it would touch people. I really hope it would be somewhat of an experience for people. However, how is it successful to you first? Does it appeal to you? So again, those like really, really passionate listeners to this show will know I've talked about some of those things before. However, my last 3 months, very intense, very much bringing me into having to look at the things I'm doing, the way I'm doing them, and even taking into account the people I've been talking to, and, you know, brand new fans have popped up since I've been away, but also checking in with people, previous clients, or checking in with other people I work with, and just understanding, okay, amongst all of this stuff I do, what is it that is really important? And that is personal self-expression. So that's where we're going this year. And also Stu Neal, a guy you're going to hear from as well, more in depth, because I talk about him a lot and you would have heard some of his offerings on previous help desks. But Stu as well is someone that I think is so fantastic at focusing on the techniques, and so fantastic at analyzing music, and so fantastic at turning up, or even turning up for himself, turning up at sessions, obviously, but turning down, turning up and sitting down, you know, with a rich life, a rich family life, a rich professional life, who gives so much to what he does, but turns up so successfully to sit down and write music that is meaningful to him. And I remember I sit with him and I go, hey, it's amazing you can do all these things, but can we just highlight the fact that you're a fantastically successful songwriter because you touch on things that are difficult. You sit down and turn up for yourself and write. That's the beauty, you know, among your family, it makes you a better person, blah, 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 all these things, but you have access to songwriting success in the palm of your hand, in sessions or out of sessions. You know, when I see what he's been doing, when he sends me these updates, like he takes the time to write when he can and do little mini retreats. And these are things we all have access to. These are all successes we can have. And I think that's what the beauty of this is that I'm tapping into, evolving this show and kind of going to swing it that way over time while keeping these interviews and people and this vibrant ecosystem of people that I meet and people that I'm interested in and all these things that I'm learning. That's what I want to start to include as well, is like, what do you have access to in terms of your success? This is something, again, I'll develop, I'll move on with. And if this is not your thing, don't worry. We're going to have interviews. We're going to have really dry, nerdy songwriting stuff. I'm going to get back into that because it's really enjoyable. And I hear things as I go around and listen to music and make connections in that sense. But really, what we're all going for is that feeling. So again, difficult to explain, but as we go through these case studies, as we go through experiences through clients, as we go through these different episodes, I will do my best to articulate that and practically put together a framework as to how you can have, which I might just write down. So be ready for a few seconds of me writing while talking. And purpose is what I wrote down. Presence as well, because how do you show presence when you're songwriting. These are things I'm going to have to explore and kind of maybe put labels on and names on, because it takes me back to when I was working with Tyler Thompson, one of my first ever clients. And he was asking me a set of questions. I believe it was about chord progressions and writing melodies. And I did something and he went, "What did you just do?" I was like, "Oh, what do you mean? I went from here to here." And he went, "Yeah, but what were the steps in between?" I went, "Oh, of course. Something that I've practiced, something that I've done for a long time, might be from jumping from step 2 to 10. People are suddenly like, "Whoa, what was that?" And we're going, "Oh, wait, no, it's just 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And again, if I talk about how do you have presence when you turn up to write songs, I will look into that framework and I'll try and make it more tangible, nerdy and dry, as I said, so that we can use it. But as a function of wanting to get that personal access to songwriting, that personal success that we can all have. And things that come to my mind, you know, 6 things, you know, sleeping well enough, eating well enough, exercise, relationships, diet, mindfulness. Are these things never perfect? I'd hate for it to be perfect because it doesn't exist and I'm still a journey of mine as well. But are those things conducive to having great presence to then turn up to use your skills in a songwriting session on your own? Yes, they are. So that's also what I'm trying to play with. And mainly, we're over 100 episodes in this podcast, and I just want to start pushing you guys in ways that maybe I haven't been brave enough to do before, and push you to really understand yourself, push you to really make those uncomfortable steps into new things, into new ways of thinking about songwriting, because there's people I can think of that are fantastic at doing a certain thing. However, when it comes to new genres, new people, new experiences, new things, maybe don't have the skill set, don't have the underpinning to pull off their best work under pressure. And again, we talk about that just very practically for a second. Preparation, right? Half of the battle, how good is your music? That's practice, proof, and pressure. So all of those things are different skill sets also that form this 50%. So if you want, I also have a resource from a talk I did end of last year on creativity, which talked about luck, this equation of preparation opportunity. So if you want to look at that more so, drop me a message on Instagram or send myself an email. I wish I knew that pod at gmail.com or Jamie Carl Coop with a K, Jamie Carl Coop with a K on Instagram. And I can send you that because I can talk you through it as well. It's been really cool to show people that framework against this bigger picture of like what tools, what songwriting, da, 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 da. So as we go forward, as we do this, I also think there's another really cool point. So both Kayla and Shandy mentioned this, but I've definitely been in a position of, you know, extreme fatigue, extreme reflection. And as I showed before I departed on holiday, writing that song with Acuna was such a great way to tap into the success we can all access and to tap into that rejuvenation of a real passion to even come on and talk to you guys, come on to coach people. It's just checking in with myself and going, "Oh wow, I really enjoyed writing that. Like that was awesome. I don't know where it's going to go." Like, and it loves the song, which is cool. I don't know if I talked about that on the show, but loves the song. We're going to move forward with it. It will be what it is. So that's awesome. I didn't know that at the time. I was just sitting with this was really fun. I really enjoyed it. This was my process through that. But when I worked with Shandy recently, Shandy Plotska, check her out. As we speak, she is about to prepare to do her second sold out show at the NJ Pack, New Jersey, America. Check out what she's doing. It's absolutely incredible for women worldwide. So Shandy Plotska, we talked about, she turned up to a session and she was like, "I am so exhausted. I don't know if I'll be able to write today." And the beautiful, funny thing was, as we went through, she went, "I'm so exhausted. I needed to write today." And that was is a powerful thing, not was, is a very powerful thing, which is why I've held on to it since we last worked together to share, because that was something also Kayla wrote about, is that, or I kind of referenced when chatting to Kayla, because it was, hey, sometimes we are absolutely flat out, we are done. Doesn't mean that I'm forcing people when they're in this state to have to sit down and write, because that could be heavy, but also entertain the idea that you are so drained, you need to write. Not you're so drained that you can't. So again, it's more semantic. It's more a funny little clever way to flip thoughts and feelings maybe, but it's just something I wanted to mention because it's really important in my mind that we are going there. So that was just a few things that I wanted to share. And I thought I would have time to get onto some of these. In fact, I will, because I think it's really important and it's relevant that, and they're fresh conversations I've had as well. But if we're looking at that idea of what can we control, what success can we access as songwriters, it brings me onto a wonderful conversation I had with Georgia Alexandra, who somewhat of a, you know, because we're an ancient family, obviously, but like somewhat of a new member of the family and very passionate member of the Discord and very passionate and active member in her own artistry. And she's also shared some morsels for the help desk as well. So Georgia, it's amazing. So for context as well, Georgia is out in Spain and she is just a human being that I'm really proud is listening to the show. And this is what I wanted to touch on, which is what inspired this kind of change and redirection of heart, is people like Georgia and others I'll mention as I get the time to talk to them and explain it like this. But people like Georgia really make me think seriously about this podcast, because people like Georgia deserve the best support, deserve the most practical information, deserve the most pushing as possible, the most support. You know, again, her leaning on the Discord, her leaning on listening to the show and being kind enough as well to take her time to listen to the show. People like Georgia are exactly the kind of people, there's probably a few, there's a few different avatars, a few different types of people, right, that I really want to make sure, a few that come to mind, but she's definitely one of them that really make me think seriously about what I say in this microphone and what goes out into the world and what will remain forever of what I talk about and offer on songwriting. So we talked about a number of things, because there's this kind of fan of things you need to consider as an artist, and we kind of summed it up as to your live music, content, collaboration, songwriting, and even production. That is not an exclusive list, but this is just some of the things we talked about. And even income as an artist as well. We talked about possible sources of income. But people like Georgia, I think, are people that really deserve to have access to all the tools and all the information to make the best decisions. That's also what I'm saying, is like, I'm not telling you there's a certain way. I'm telling you there's all these ways and you're going to find your tools, your progress, your path to get where you need to go. So live music. This was a conversation we had about how do you play live as an artist? And depending on where you are in the world as well, there's a couple of artists I know that I connected all of them as well, but they're in Ireland, a couple in the UK, one in Spain, and just going, hey, it's not necessarily about you having to jump on a plane to another country and try and be in that environment. It's where are you now? What can you do today or this week? Again, I'm very guilty of like, oh, I can't do exactly the thing, so I'm not going to do anything. I'll have that as an excuse. That's not what we want, and that's not what George is doing either. But we talked about live. Okay, cool. Can you play locally? What do you need to play locally? What is the current state of the local industry, business? How can you fit in? How can you have what you need while giving them what they need? And this is a kind of the kind of skill that maybe sits on the other side of the line in the sand I drew, but it's really important to think about what you can do as an artist to express yourself, enjoy it. Dare I say that? You know, yes, playing live is a contingent of what it then takes to play bigger shows or to tour or to be what we all dream of being. But can you start with the small step, the humbling step? Again, I reflect this on myself. It's not a judgment. And these are conversations I've had with her in the context of my previous career in music as well. So this is from experience and hoping to avoid some of the pitfalls by helping others. That's where we're at. So live, again, talking about what do you need to come together to do what you want to do in the place that you are currently, even if it's not perfect for what you imagine. And again, that reflects back to exactly what we talked about at the start of the show. How do we help people to have success in their songwriting where they are? Because we've got people that are running families that can't just step out in the same way that people like myself can and put everything into these things. We've got people who don't have the option to go gallivanting, to go even gallivanting time-wise. So focusing on Georgia and going, amazing, you have this much available. Why don't you make the best of that instead of having it go to waste? And even content. Content's something to really talk about, because Georgia was amazing in terms of being honest. And Nikki Keeney comes to mind as well. Check out Nikki Keeney. She's awesome. But people I've had conversations with who do incredible jobs of content, and content being promoting your music, promoting your brand, yourself, right? We all know what that is. But they remind me to just talk about the idea that there is so much expected from artists, even songwriters, even people like myself. And I'm definitely one for having shied away from really engaging in content, right? But for my own reasons, as well as the fact that it's fatiguing, it's difficult, it's uncertain, it takes time and it takes resources, of which people like Georgia and other artists have a finite amount of. I think this is the idea you want to maybe think about very simply is, yes, it's free, quote unquote, to create this content, to put it out there, but it costs something. It costs your time. It costs your ideas. It costs your afternoon, maybe. So again, we tie that back to, if your songs are absolutely fucking awesome, you will have the confidence to know that, I don't know what's going to come out of this content creation, but I know that the song I've got is the best I've got. Again, I don't know content creation. There's some really good people that do. However, let's focus on that thing again. How good is your music when you go and play live? How amazing is your music when you try and create content? How good are your songs when you go and seek collaboration? We talked about collaboration as well, and how, you know, you don't need to live on a sofa in Los Angeles or Nashville to have a chance of writing songs. Of course it helps, but we can't all wish ourselves out of where we are, right? Definitely, again, guilty of that. However, how good are your songs? How good is your craft? That's part of the game. Same thing with Georgia. We talked about like learning production. It just makes sense, right? And I think with the landscape we have currently, financially, marketing-wise, awareness-wise, like when working producers to get the best product, I think that is the best way to do that. Forgive me, is to work with great producers to get the best product. And I know a bunch that I've pushed artists to. However, if you can start to learn the skills, we talked about this before, if you want to work with great producers, you need to be a great writer or to be a part of what they need, right? But at the same time, to work with great producers, you also need to understand their role, to appreciate it, to be able to kind of triage what you do to suit that, to be able to understand what their role is, so you can support them. And Georgia and I talked about learning production, which is, it seems simple, but it's not. Again, it's like anything, it takes time out of what you're already doing, what you might need to do to support your music as well. So I really enjoyed, and it was a privilege talking to Georgia about all these different things. And very simply, we went, what can you do now? What's the state of any of these things? Okay, cool. What can you do? Is it paid? Is it free? Is it accessible? Is it here? Is it a different country? Is it something you need from me? Is it other things I can pass on? So that was amazing to have those conversations. And again, we talked about luck in that sense of preparation, meeting opportunities, and then going from there and building on it. So we have another client, but I think that is a really cool, different thing. I'm going to talk about IA Kunstler, because I had a session with him yesterday and it's fresh. So that'll be fresh for when I do the next one. But really glad I got to talk about Georgia, great human being. And also the context of Kayla, Stu, Shandy, a couple others that I mentioned as well. But again, trying to go people focused, trying to go on, hey, I have seen success available to be enjoyed without the need for other people, if we start to think about how we can do that. So I will do my work on bringing presence to your songwriting as well as just tools, and hopefully come up with a system so that can be memorable too. But how do we sit on this side of the line? Like, how do we control the quality of our songs so that our live shows, our collaborations, our productions, our work, even our enjoyment personally of songwriting is taken care of due to them being incredible songs? So I will delve into that. We will expand that. I'm back into more of a regular cycle. So I'm going to experiment and enjoy getting in touch with you guys. And again, it's been fantastic to have some messages while I was away, and I'm really looking forward to speaking to people as we do this. thing. Also, finally, obviously, thank you so much to those who've decided to donate to the show. Again, I appreciate you guys pushing me to do so, and it really does help to keep this going. So I know that information we are providing is helping people, and it's getting out there on time in a way that's digestible. But if you guys are interested in donating to keep the show happy and healthy, there's a link in this very description. And again, those of you who have chosen to do so already, it's very appreciated. It's touching. And when I see it happen, it's a strange sensation. But thank you so much. I will be firing more stuff your way this year from my LA trip. A couple of great interviews coming from there. Even catching up with some people that I met out there, didn't have time to write with or work with. Also going to be doing my work to keep up with the Discord. There's been at least two episode suggestions that I'm really going to lock in on. However, they might well be interviews about sync, not simply just talking about sync, but interviews about sync, which would be awesome. So I'm going to get some experts on that in, or people that are doing it themselves. And the other topics I am very well aware of. And I also want to keep doing this because fresh and interesting conversations about having with people who are doing it every single day. How could there be any more pure form of what needs to be on this show? So again, thanks to Tiki for having been running this while I've been away, and fantastic human beings, and Emily as well for her work into this show. And I will speak at you incredibly soon. Good luck. Keep doing what you're doing. And I look forward to talking to you soon.